The indoor residual spraying against malaria in Obongi District has had a positive outcome towards the reduction of malaria infections.
Obongi District is registering 5% malaria reduction after indoor residue spray, says David Ofoyoro, the district based statistician, during press interview.
When we compare 2023-2024 and 2024-2025 financial year, the percentage drop of 80% and in the test positivity rate, what this means that if we test like 100 people, we only get around 5 who are positive of malaria. So it makes our test positivity rate to be at 5%.
He stressed by encouraging the community to use other measures to prevent the spread of malaria.
We really give the gratitude to all of you for embracing our intervention of the indoor residual spraying and continuing using other interventions like using the mosquito nets and draining all your stagnant waters and also slashing grasses that are within your compound.
Meanwhile, according to the community members, Mokili Juma said the implementation of IRS has reduced the rate of malaria.
Ever since 2022, when this program started, there's reduction in malaria, as in myself and my household. In all these 4 years, I remember only once my child was affected by malaria parasite. And I think that was greatly attributed to the IRS program.
Relatedly, Agnes Walea expresses the initiative has made her not fall sick.
My house was sprayed. Advantage is I've never suffered from malaria.
The main aim of indoor residue spraying in Obongi District was to kill mosquito that transmit malaria. For Radio Purchase News, Salama Yosa reporting from Obongi District.